Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
We are back here on the Heart and Hustle podcast. It's been a minute, but we're here ready for another edition. Nick Grunowitz here. Scott Inez is with me. If you're listening for the first time, of course, you can catch us weekdays, ESPN 580 Orlando, FM 96.5 HD2. Of course, from 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock. All over the Magic's win last night in D.C. I know it's not much of a win. You beat the Wizards, but Evan Fournier looking very good. We'll be all over that. The play of Markel Fultz, Jonathan Isaac, not just turning into an all-defensive team player, but a defensive player of the year candidate. Thanks for joining us once again. If you are listening for the first time, you can follow Scotty on Twitter at Inez Says, A-N-E-Z-S-E-Z, and you can follow me at ESPN 580 Nick. We are taping this on a it's Wednesday, right? Yes, it is. It's Wednesday.
I can confirm it is Wednesday, Nicky Football.
Well, I mean, you showed up for a meeting a week early, so I'm not sure which one. I'm not sure which one of us is more mixed up in what day it is. But
should I tell a story first?
Yeah, real quick before we got this pod set, you told me, hey, we gotta wait. I have a meeting at 1 o'clock. Yeah. We're taping this at 1:30 right now on a Wednesday. And you came back 8 minutes later.
It's so me. It really is. So I'm here. I'm ready for my meeting. I get off the air at 1 o'clock, and I go into one of the many meeting rooms here at Cox Media Group. There's always a meeting going on here. You can always count on a meeting going on here. So I walk into this meeting, and I
did this years ago.
It's with a prospective client for an endorsement, so I don't know what they look like.
At least they sell those for you.
Exactly. So I go in and sit down, and they knew who I was, which was very nice, and we talked about the baseball push, and we talked about the Magic and the old days and this and that. So I sit down, and after 10 minutes, I look at the salesperson next to me, and I go, am I supposed to be in this meeting? He looks at me and goes,
no.
Uh-uh.
That information would have been nice, I don't know, 20 minutes ago.
And then I look at my calendar, and it's actually a meeting scheduled for next week. So it's just so me. Sometimes I'm just a moron. I need an administrative assistant. That's what I need, Nicky Football.
Yes. Yes. I think I play that role here from time to time.
But
let's get to the Magic, who did not need much assistance in beating the Washington Wizards last night. If you watch the game, you know Orlando beat Washington 127-120. And of course, as we're taping this, they play the Phoenix Suns tonight here at the Amway Center. Evan Fournier, once again, had another fantastic game. Fournier goes for 31 points. Now, on the plus minus, by the way, when you look at the plus minus side of things, I'm not sure if you had time to look at this.
I did not.
It was the Magic bench that really was the difference in this game. Your bench got 24 points from DJ Augustine, 14 points from Terrence Ross, and Mo Bamba was a plus 13, 4 points and 8 rebounds.
Yeah.
Your bench, everyone was in the positive of the plus minus, and all but one guy, and that would be Jonathan Isaac, was not a negative in the starting rotation. So, listen, sometimes the plus-minus is weird. If you take it by one game, it's nothing. But over the course of a season, it's something. But the bench really showed up. And last night, you saw DJ Augustine really lead the way along with Evan Fournier, who had 31.
Well, DJ had, 16 points, 16 of his season-high 24 in the fourth quarter. And we needed all of those points after Washington came out. The start of the third quarter, hit their first 8 shots and really made a game of it. The Magic pull away late, thanks to DJ, thanks to Evan Fournier, thanks to Markel Fultz as well. Fultz with a career-high 20 points, 6 assists last night, really in his hometown. He's from Baltimore. They played in D.C.
What up, DMV?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I mean, Evan Fournier, 31 points last night. His second straight 30-point game, his third in the last four. And when I ask you this question, Nick, who is the most at least on social media, who is the most beleaguered Orlando Magic player other than Mo Bamba?
I put Evan Fournier right up there, and I've participated in that.
And I have too. I have too. But the bottom line is he's playing the best basketball of his career right now. The way he's shooting the ball last night, he was outstanding. He hit six threes last night. I mean, he's just been, without Nick Vucevic, he has been terrific. He had a career-high 32 in the win over Golden State on Sunday night. Had a huge bucket late going toe-to-toe against one of the best defenders in the game in Draymond Green the other night.
Yeah, went right by Draymond. That didn't look like the real Draymond Green there, but I was surprised to see that.
Isn't it amazing, and I know this is a tangent, but isn't it amazing how inconsequential Draymond Green is on a team that has nobody? I mean, I get it. He's so important to that team. He's a glue type of guy, but it's amazing when you don't have Steph Curry and Klay Thompson on the floor how inconsequential he has become.
Yeah, Draymond Green really is the crust of that pie, if the pie is not good, you don't notice how good
crust is. Exactly,
but it is still a very main ingredient towards that pie. Hope you enjoyed your pumpkin pie, by the way. Or what do you guys normally have for Thanksgiving?
Well, we had chocolate cream pie. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but it's now become a family tradition. But Evan Fournier's been terrific.
Have you seen his numbers since Nick Vucevic went down due to injury?
Okay, so that would be the last, what, 7 or 8 games?
Six games. Last six, starting with the game against Indiana, because he got hurt, right? He got hurt in Toronto. Yeah. So the last six games against Indy, Cleveland, Toronto, Golden State, Washington, and there's one other game here that I can't remember what it was. But Evan Fournier is averaging 26 points per game. Mm. He's averaging 3 rebounds, 3 assists, but the shooting numbers are really something to keep in mind. 48% from the field, really 48.6, and he's shooting 44% from three. Mm. Evan Fournier is averaging 3.5 made threes per game on 8 attempts, and on Tuesday night in that win over Washington, and I'll check the play-by-play here, but Fournier had a three from the top of the key where he's a decent shot creator.
Right.
But he had one where he went around his screen with the defender chasing him and popped up from the top of the key and drained it. And I had a moment watching it where I turned to my fiance and I said, "Is that Evan Fournier?" And then she said to me, "Why are we watching this?"
Yeah. Yeah. I can picture Danielle saying that. Look, Evan Fournier, the 11th Orlando Magic player in history to score 30-plus points in back-to-back games. That says a lot. That says something, and it's the efficiency, too.
First since who? I know you had this.
First since Nick Vucevic last year.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah, last year in 2018. But you're looking at a different Evan Fournier. Last year, he did not shoot the ball well for whatever reason, be it Steve Clifford's new offense, be it the fact that he was likely guarding the opposing team's best scorer each and every night. But this year, he has come out smoking. And not only is he scoring, his efficiency is way up, Nick. Because when you think of Evan Fournier, you don't think of...
No, I think of a lot of 5-for-17 shooting performances last
night. He was 11-of-18 last night and 6-of-8 from three.
And that's really what you need from him, because you can't have any wasted possessions with how bad this Magic team has been offensively. And by the way, the Magic did get to 113 points. We talked about that on ESPN5.
Yeah,
the Wizards had not allowed less than 113 points in a game. The Magic got there, and they needed a big fourth-quarter performance from Evan Fournier and DJ Augustine.
DJ Augustine, no doubt about it. Markel Fultz was terrific as well. But, again, can't say enough about Evan Fournier. I know he's beleaguered on social media, but even you folks have to give it up to Fournier with what he's done. I mean, you went over the last six games, 26, 17, 30, 19, 32 points, 31 points. Heck, I mean, he's shooting it well from three. He's shooting it well from the free throw. He's shooting like 86% from the free throw line this year. And let's not forget about the defense that this guy is
84.
Playing this year. 84? Okay.
84%.
So I think the message is get off his back.
He is having a career year once again for Orlando, where his career number in free throw shooting percentage is actually 80%. He's a better free throw shooter than I thought he was. He's averaging a career high in points, 19.8 points. He's above his career averages in rebounds, assists, field goal percentage, three-point shooting percentage. What do you think Evan Fournier's career three-point shooting percentage is as a career,
not last season? I'd go 34.
He's a 37% three-point shooter in his career. This year, 45% from three. He's having the kind of year, actually, right now that Nick Vucevic had last year, where he is having an Evan Fournier is an all-star right now.
Oh, wow.
Evan Fournier is an all-star right now.
Flag the tape, Nikki Football.
I don't think it's crazy by saying that. He's giving you 20 points a game, 3 rebounds, 3 assists. He's shooting 48% from the field, and he's putting his team on his back. The record may not get him the all-star bid, and the two-guard spot in the Eastern Conference is very competitive.
I like
but what I'm
it.
Telling you is Evan Fournier is playing at an all-star level right now.
Go out on that limb, Nick. I love it. I'm not going there yet. Okay, I don't have the gumption that Nikki Football does right now, but I will say this. Evan Fournier is playing the best basketball of his career. He has been the best player on this team so far this season. And we talk about this team just trying to hold their head above water as Nick Vucevic works himself back into the lineup, hopefully in the next 2 weeks. Well, you're 9-11 right now. You're surviving. You've won 2 straight games. You beat Golden State, and people say, well, it's just Golden State. That win over Golden State had loss all over it in the fourth quarter on Sunday
That's
night.
The thing. It's not a must win, but it's a please don't lose type
exactly.
of game. Where if they lose that game and then you're heading to Washington, it's like, man, like at that point in time, how many games in a row would they have? It's you win that game.
You're
at
going
that point
south
in time,
a hurry.
You've lost 4 or 5 at that point in time. You're like, man, things are not going well. Yeah. And then you probably get got by Washington.
It's all about survival mode right now for the Orlando Magic, and they are doing just that without their best player, Nick Vucevic. It's kind of like Bear Grylls in the wilderness. You know what I mean? Swiss Army knife. That's all he has in the wilderness, and the Magic are out there. They're just fighting through. They're eating bugs. They're eating, you know, plants, doing anything they can to survive. That's what they're doing right now. The Magic are Bear Grylls right now. They're
trapping,
just surviving.
Fish.
Yeah. Yeah. And look, I mean, even Michael Carter-Williams last night, he comes back from the hip injury after, what,
six games
of being out. And all of a sudden, what happens to MCW yet again last night? And we saw it in the playoffs last year with
the
Kyle
nose
Lowry.
Injury.
The nose injury.
I missed this live.
Oh,
what happened? I missed it live.
It was it should have been a flagrant 2.
Here's the thing. Like, he always has his... He
always. He gets
you can blame
on people's
him as
nerves.
Much as anybody else.
No, you cannot. He's just playing good, hard defense. But Bradley Beal... Michael Carter-Williams stole the ball from Bradley Beal. And Beal, as he was... you know, kind of headed down to the floor, he kind of backhanded MCW right in the nose. And on Fox Sports Florida, they showed a shot of MCW's nose just gushing.
Really?
I mean, it was absolutely gushing blood, and that's when he went to the locker room. But that kind of stuff has a tendency to happen to Michael Carter-Williams. It happened against Kyle Lowry in the playoffs when Lowry got a little ticked off at MCW's defense.
Right.
And the same thing happened last night with Bradley Beal. I think that should have been a flagrant 2 foul. But MCW comes back and then he goes back to the locker room. So right now it's all about survival for the Orlando Magic. And they're doing more than that. They're playing really well. And keep in mind now, look at the schedule here coming up. You got Phoenix tonight.
Yes.
Winnable game, even though it's the tail end of a back-to-back.
To get to 10-11, yeah. This
right.
is the game that is going to be played tonight, as we're taping this on a Wednesday, is kind of a pivotal game. You're right, because it is the second game of back-to-back. Normally, you and I would look at this game and say schedule loss, and Phoenix is better this year
Phoenix
than they have
better.
Been in the past.
No doubt.
Got DeAndre Ayton. Oh, no, I'm sorry. DeAndre Ayton is suspended. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You've got Devin Booker. I don't know why I said Ayton there. You've got Devin Booker coming in who can score the basketball.
No doubt.
He's very good.
No doubt. So you've got Phoenix tonight, and then you go to Cleveland on Friday. You go to Milwaukee on Monday.
No.
Okay. But then you have the Lakers, and then you have Houston to close out your homestand, and then you go out west for 4 straight, beginning with New Orleans. So
yeah.
It'd be great.
You got to get Phoenix and Cleveland here, because going Milwaukee, L.A.,
yeah.
Houston has
right.
3 losses in a row
right.
written all over
big,
it.
Big games coming up for this Nick Vucevic-less Magic team. So if you can just, again, hang your head right around that 500 mark with that schedule coming up, and hopefully Vuce is back by December 15th when you start that Western road trip in New Orleans.
Yeah, by the way, I would like to say thank you to Michael Carter-Williams for coming back, because that meant Josh Majette went to the Lakeland Magic. And Josh Majette, shout out to number 4, who, by the way, was number 4 on SportsCenter's top 10 last night. For
was
his...
your call on, too?
No, I didn't call it yesterday.
Oh, that's
because
right.
they played
that's
yesterday.
Right.
Yeah, I was in the office with you.
That's
we were watching
right.
it. Majette had a crossover step back that broke the guy's ankles and drained a 3.
Yeah.
And Lakeland won by 1. He made a 3 with 5.7 seconds to go. That is all the Lakeland Magic coverage you need right now. Don't worry. We will have as much Lakeland Magic coverage as I can get into this as possible. Let's get
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
To Markelle Fultz, who had a career-high 20 points last night
at home, in the way. At home there in D.C.
Yeah, I got to say, I talked about this on ESPN 580 on Tuesday before Fultz put up the 20. I said on this podcast, and I said on ESPN 580 multiple times, that the Magic putting Markelle Fultz into the starting lineup, it reeked of a panic move to me. Mm-hmm. I thought it was Steve Clifford and Jeff Weltman, John Hammond, panicking a bit with the team struggling. And I will put it this way. I did not expect that Markelle Fultz was ready to perform at this level. And I don't know if anybody knew he would play at this level this early. And I thought you were giving him too much too early. That has proven to be completely wrong.
He's a player, man.
He is. In 20 games, by the way, this is the first time in his NBA career he has played 20 games in a regular season.
Yep.
20 games because he played 19 last year in Philly, 14 in Philly in 2017-2018. He is averaging 12 points. He's averaging 2.5 rebounds, 4 assists, and he's shooting 50% from the floor.
Yep.
I won't give you the 3-point number because
we don't have to worry about
that. No, we don't have to worry about it, even though it's 21%. But he's shooting 50% from the floor, and the guy just seems to find a way to get to the rim, and he distributes well. Yep. His ball handling skills,
outstanding.
They're nasty, bro.
And his defense is good too. If you're a Magic fan, you have to love what you're seeing out of Markelle Fultz, and I think we tend to get lost inside a long marathon-like NBA season. We tend to lose a little bit of perspective here. But I think in Markelle Fultz's standpoint, I think we need to gain that perspective. Because here, like you said, he plays in his 20th game last night in Washington. Had not played in 20 games in his NBA career in his first 2 years there in Philadelphia because of what was going on with his shoulder. It's remarkable what we've seen from this kid in terms of his physical abilities and his mental and emotional abilities as well. We didn't know where this kid's head was coming into this season, and now we know. I mean, this kid is as mentally tough as I've ever seen an NBA player, knowing what he's gone through over the last few years.
Yeah, and over his last 8 games, Markelle Fultz is averaging 15.5 points and 5 assists and shooting 54% from the floor. Yeah. And he's a much better finisher than I thought he was.
Better finisher, mid-range shooter too,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it is. That is. You said at the beginning mid-range of the year, you're not worried about the mid-range jumper. I was, and he's proven to be able to knock down some of those shots. He had a turnaround jumper last night.
Yep.
Second, third quarter or so. I forget who it was over.
Is that from the baseline?
Yeah, it was left. Baseline left, turnaround jumper, and just bagged it. And I thought for a minute, I didn't know who it was. I was like, was that DJ Augustin? Yeah. It wasn't. It was Markelle Fultz.
Yeah.
He's showing a lot of proficiency with that shot that we had not seen before.
Yeah, no, I love the way that shot goes up. It goes up soft. Now, can we work with that mechanically in the next few years? Absolutely. But I can work with the way he's shooting that jump shot right now. I'm not worried about the 3-point shot. That will come in due time. That shot goes up soft. I absolutely love it. So, look, I mean, remember the minutes restriction that we were talking about early on in the season with Markelle Fultz? I mean, I haven't heard an official word from the Orlando Magic, but I mean, this kid is playing 29, 30, 31 minutes a game, Nick.
Yeah, I don't think the team can stand for him to be on a restriction right now with some of the injuries you've had. Like, you need the warm body. Over his last 8, he's averaging 29 minutes a game. So I think that at some point here when we didn't get a chance to talk about the Al-Farouq Aminu injury because it happened after our last podcast, but I think when you get some of these guys back, when Nick Vucevic comes back, you can start to bring that down. But you look at some of the numbers minutes over his last, go from his last 4 or 5, he's got to be in the 30s here, right? Yeah, he's playing 30 minutes a game in his last 5 games, and that's just because he's been too good to take him off the floor.
Yeah.
And DJ Augustin has played very well with that second unit.
Yeah. No, he continues to score the ball. I mean, he played well in the fourth quarter last night with his 20 points, a career high. He had 8 fourth quarter points against Golden State, including a big bucket with under 2.5 to play on Sunday night. Career high tying 9 assists in the win over the Warriors. Look, I can't say enough
about this kid. And again, we get lost during an NBA season in terms of perspective. We have to keep going back to that perspective bucket with Markelle Fultz, knowing that a couple of months ago, we didn't even know he was going to show up for training camp. And here he is doing what he's doing. He goes back to the D.C. area and plays well in front of a lot of hometown fans last night. So the kid is playing loosely. He is playing freely. He's playing healthily, if you will. Let's knock on wood there. I think he's only going to get better. And I've said it before. I think when we look back upon this trade in 2, 3, 4, 5 years, it will go down as one of the great heists in NBA history, because this kid was a number one overall pick in 2017, and we gave up Bumpkus for him.
Yeah, you gave up Jonathan Simmons. I found this out last night, by the way. Jonathan Simmons, what were the other pieces? It was a first-round pick, belonged to Oklahoma
OKC,
City.
Correct.
And it was a second-round pick.
Which translates into a second,
yes,
right?
It's going to translate into a second, yes. Yeah. So Jonathan Simmons, did you know he was out of the league?
Last I checked, he was with Washington.
They waived him on July 7th.
Dude, for some reason,
I don't know what happened
there. He fell off the face of the planet, and all the athleticism that he had was gone.
I was on the air last night. We were talking about Markelle Fultz in the trade, and I made the same point you did. Like, it is going to come at this point, like, you gave nothing to Philly for him. And I said, well, I mean, Jonathan Simmons is still with Washington. And I went through and I couldn't find his name on their roster. I was like, wait a minute, what happened?
Yeah.
They waived him over the summer. He's out of the league.
Yeah. And if you're Philadelphia and you're looking at the development of Markelle Fultz through the first 20 games of this season, and then you're looking at your guy, Ben Simmons, who hit his first three-pointer last week, by the way, and ESPN just blew up with it.
Everybody acted like he won the finals.
Exactly.
My God.
Let's project out another couple of years. Would you rather? Let's play a little would you rather. Would you rather have a Ben Simmons or a Markelle Fultz? It's a tough call, mind you, but
our guy Kevin Rafuse texted us this last week where he said, "Well, would you trade Ben Simmons for Markelle Fultz straight up right now?"
Whew.
And I was like, "No. I don't think I would.
Not right now."
Don't forget Simmons is on the max contract already.
No. From a Magic standpoint, is that what you're talking about?
From a Magic standpoint,
No. Heck no. But if I'm Philadelphia and I'm looking at that trade here in a couple of years, I'm regretting it. I'm regretting it because Ben Simmons, while he is a very good basketball player, can't shoot a lick. He can't shoot a lick. And we talked about Markelle Fultz's numbers right now, 20 games into his career, basically, right now. And they're so much better than Ben Simmons. Now, Simmons gets a lot of shots at the rim, mind you, but his mid-range shooting is much better than Ben Simmons' shot is right now. I think his three, with the way he shoots the ball, I'm talking about Markelle Fultz, I think his three is going to become even more deadly as he progresses on in his career. So if I'm looking at that from Philly's standpoint, I'm going, did we trade the wrong guy? Did we miss on this? And the answer, I think, will be in another couple of years, yes, we did miss on this.
We got anything left?
I think
anything
good,
else you want to get to here?
Let's get tonight against Phoenix.
Evan Fournier, All-Star?
I love that take, man. I wish I had it. I'm not going there yet, but let's get tonight against Phoenix. Let's get the Cleveland game on Friday. Let's go to 11-11 with Milwaukee, Lakers, Houston coming up. And then after that, let's get Vooch back.
Quick programming note for you. Scott Inez, Friday night, Fox Sports Florida. Yeah. Screen grab Scotty. You can tweet it to me at ESPN5. I had a few people do it last time you were there.
I saw that.
I was drunk in a bar laughing, laughing so hard. I had to beg them to put the game on TV so I could get you on there. But Scotty will be there Friday and Monday. We will get another pod out to you, TBD. But the Magic play Phoenix tonight, and we will talk to you soon. You can listen to Scotty and myself on ESPN 580 from 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock weekdays. Follow Scott on Twitter at Inez Says and me at ESPN 580. Nick, until next time, go Magic. Gonna get you.